Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time to Superflex. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today, what a show we have for you. Finally, a Superflex PPR draft. I know that's what the people want. That's what I want. Every league should be Superflex. So says me. I know not everybody says that yet, but the ones that don't say it, they're wrong. So today we've got a great show. We've got Andrew Erickson, of course, Mr. Big Pod Energy, Mr. BPE. We've got Derek Brown, D-Bro, a.k.a. the King of Bros, and joining us, a very special guest from the Fantasy Headliners, the enormous YouTube sensation, Jake Hubman. Jake, welcome to the program, my friend. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. Have some history with a few of the guys on this show right here. So I'm looking forward to hanging out here and doing some Superflex mock drafting.
Yes, we'll be flexing all over the place in just a moment. But before we do, and before we get to anything else, we've got to talk about the, well, everyone flash the guns. Let's go. Erickson loves every, any chance Erickson gets to show off the pipe cleaners, he's there.
He does that every show anyway.
He does. Somehow he finds a way to work that in. I don't know how that works, but before we even get to any of the other stuff, let's start at the top here with the breaking news that there's a new Baker in Carolina, and the Panthers have acquired former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield from the Browns for a 2024 conditional fifth round draft pick. And that is courtesy of Tom Pelissero, and the deal is pending a physical right now. So this is something we all thought was impending. We all thought was going to happen. Now it has. A real kick in the rear end, I'm sure, for the Cleveland organization whenever you deal a number one overall pick for a fifth round pick. Let's start with our guest, Jake. What do you think about the latest here, the movement here of Baker Mayfield now to Carolina?
I'm not going to say that I love it, but out of the potential landing spots where he could have gone, I think it's probably the best case scenario, in my opinion. I mean, we're looking at what, Seattle, we're looking at Carolina as potential landing spots. Going to Carolina, I feel like that offense fits him a little bit better. It's not quite as vertical as it would have been in Seattle, which we know has kind of been one of Baker Mayfield's downfalls over the last couple years. So now with Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, hopefully for more than just a couple games. And I really love it for DJ Moore, because I think he can just rack up the receptions this year. He may not have huge touchdown totals, but he really hasn't in the past anyway. So I love this way more than Sam Darnold. Gives him a little bit of time to kind of let the rookie sit back for a year in Matt Corral. So I don't mind it whatsoever. I think of all the scenarios that are out there, I don't mind Baker Mayfield going to Carolina.
Derek Brown, now that he is in Carolina and facing the Browns week one, potentially, that should be fun. He's got 2 months to absorb the playbook, to figure out the personnel, to do everything he needs to do. 2 years ago, Baker Mayfield made some strides. Last year, played through injury. It showed, and unfortunately, and it did not show up very well. So what is the impact to the ancillary pieces, to the McCaffreys, to the DJ Moores, and the rest of this potential, the rest of the offensive pieces on the Panthers?
I mean, to me, honestly, it's a push for CMC. I don't think you're going to push him any higher up the board. We know the volume is locked in. DJ Moore, maybe it bumps him up like a rank, like one or two spots in your rankings. I didn't adjust him based off of this news in my rankings, already have him at wide receiver 15 because of the volume. If the touchdown expectations, maybe the upside is a little bit better, but honestly, this gives me a little bit more interest in some of these tertiary pieces, because if Baker can have this offense moving a little bit better than Sam Darnold, or Lord help, if we had Matt Corral under center, then we could, I'm not going to say I'm loving these pieces, but Robbie Anderson, Terrace Marshall at the very end of your drafts, especially in best ball, makes them a little bit more viable, especially when you're looking at weeks 15 through 17 correlations. But overall, Baker, look, we're doing a super flex draft. I think he's a viable QB2, QB3, because last year, before he re-injured the partially torn labrum in his left shoulder, the numbers were looking pretty good. 14th in big time throw rate. He was top 10 in both yards per attempt and bottom 10 as far as turnover worthy play rate. So I don't want to say that I'm hugely into Baker, but there's a little bit of sneaky upside here.
Andrew Erickson, how about you from the Browns perspective? We have zero clarity whatsoever on what's going on with Deshaun Watson, but clearly there was enough confidence in Browns camp to make this move. So Baker Mayfield is not the fallback option. So from the Cleveland perspective, what can we glean from this, if anything?
Well, I mean, I think that the Browns knew Baker Mayfield wasn't going to play for them. So I don't really think it is an expression of confidence on their end that they know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, just something else they had to kind of take care of. It's like, well, we have this Watson thing going on that we need to figure out, and we should just take care of this Baker Mayfield thing that we are a little bit more in control of. So they found a partner. You know, Carolina was connected to Baker Mayfield and during the draft. Apparently there was a trade that was going to happen that fell through ultimately because of the way that the compensation of Baker Mayfield's salary and who would cover what. They've obviously figured that out with some exchange of a draft pick in 2024 to get Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers. So for me, it just seems like they signed Jacoby Brissett because they looked at him as the backup quarter that they wanted to have. And it looks like he's probably going to be the guy that starts at least half the season this year for the Browns.
All right, if you want more on this breakdown, head over to fantasypros.com to get all the action, to get all the breakdowns that the guys are doing of this trade in a little bit more depth. In the meantime, we got a mock draft to do, so let's get on that. Now, before we get to it, I want to remind everybody we're using our multi-user draft software here. The draft simulator is available in the draft wizard at fantasypros.com/draft wizard. It is the greatest place to mock draft. The amount of things that you can do on the Draft Wizard is unbelievable, especially if you're a premium user of Fantasy Pros, because then you can put all the special keeper picks, things like that, and do any draft style, format, league depth. It doesn't matter. It is so versatile. I mean, even more versatile than Andrew Erickson, and that's saying something. That dude is versatile. You got to hear him sing. You got to see him dance. He is a triple threat. But I'm telling you, the fantasypros.com/draft wizard is where it's at. We're going to be using that today, so you could follow along with the draft, obviously. And of course, if you want to watch the draft instead of just listening to it, you go over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros, subscribe and click that little bell for notifications, so you know every single time a piece of glorious content drops here at Fantasy Pros, because we have got amazing videos coming at you every single day. Our team is just putting together fantastic stuff here, and especially our content team behind the scenes, guys like Chris and Bill and Ethan and everybody's clipping stuff, putting videos together. They do a fantastic job. So shout out to them. Go check out the YouTube channel. And if you're watching on YouTube, like this video. It's literally the least thing you can do to support us. And that's pretty easy. A little thumbs up never hurt anybody. So we're going to start this draft today. It's a super flex draft. What we've got going on here is we've got the second flex position there, and of course the super flex. We're going to have the six bench positions. We'll do defense today. We are not going to do kickers, because what's the difference? So today I'm going to be at the one spot because it's just easier for me to host at the one spot or the 12. And today I just picked the one. Jacob is going to be at the two. I used his full name because we're being very formal here on the show. And then we have Derek Brown at the seven spot, and Big Pod Energy, Mr. Andrew Erickson at 110. So I'll kick things off here. I'll make it simple. Here we go. Josh Allen, let's go. Give me the guy at the top. Yes, there's a temptation to take Jonathan Taylor, and I could take Taylor and then the two best QBs, but I want that elite QB in the super flex. I'll figure out running back later, especially in the full PPR. Jacob, you are on the clock. Where are you going?
For sure. Hearing Jacob makes me feel like I'm in trouble. Like my mom's calling me out or something like that.
Jacob, come in. The lights are on. I want you to, the lights are on outside. Come in. 100%. It's too late to be outside.
I kind of take Superflex a little bit different. I kind of let the board play out a little bit before I really make my decision how early I'm going to take a quarterback. So the fact that you didn't take Jonathan Taylor just means that I get to. So I'm going to take Jonathan Taylor still here right at the 1.02.
All right. So no surprises there. We didn't think there would be. Austin Eckler goes third. Christian McCaffrey goes fourth because everyone has a short-term memory, including the draft wizard right now. 105, we have Justin Herbert. Mahomes at 106. Derek Brown, you are on the clock.
All of these drafts always end up with, in Superflex formats, where you're looking at, okay, do I go quarterback early? Do I go positional? What that kind of looks like and how often or how you're going to play chicken with the quarterback position. The way that the board has kind of laid itself out to me, the draft wizard is telling me to take Dalvin Cook, and I can't pass that up. I can, considering I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp.
I mean, you literally, that's what we're doing. We're drafting players. You have choices. That's how this works, see?
Yeah, I can't pass Cooper Kupp up at that spot, even though I could be putting myself in a hurt locker for quarterback.
We shall see. So Cooper Kupp at 107, Najee Harris at 108, 109, Derrick Henry, Andrew Erickson, you're up with the 110.
Yeah, I will gladly take a top five quarterback here. So I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else you want to add to that? Could you give us a little bit more?
I mean, Lamar Jackson, he's the best rushing quarterback in the NFL.
Thank you. So. That's all I asked for. Just a little more, not too much. All right. After you took Lamar Jackson, Justin Jefferson went 111. Then Jalen Hurts at the turn with Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook at 202. Back to you for 203, Erickson.
I'm going to go back to the quarterback position because now I have two top five quarterbacks on my team that I get to start every single week. And that gives me an advantage over every other team, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with Kyler Murray here. Now I have not only one mobile quarterback, but now two. So I love the way I'm starting things out.
Look at you. Very happy. Everyone loves their own brand. Joe Burrow at 204, followed by his teammate 205, Jamar Chase. Derek Brown, you're up on the clock and you do have some options here.
I can't bypass the quarterback position again. I feel like I'm going to push it too far, although it's viable. I'm going to go with a guy that I think everybody, we've talked about this offense for numerous seasons, and it seems like everybody's pushing him down the board a little bit. I'm going to go with Dak Prescott here. With rumors that the rushing upside is coming back, we know Dallas is going to be high in passing rate and pace. I still think the upside is there. I'll take him here.
All right, so Dak Prescott at 206, a fine value. Matthew Friedman's favorite player in the world, Aaron Jones at 207. Then at 208, we get Joe Mixon. Then Devontae Adams, my favorite player, 209. Travis Kelce at 210. Jake, you're on the clock for 211.
Now, you would think this is where, hey, Jake's got to go quarterback, right? But no, Jake is not going to go quarterback because I see Joe here on the turn already has one, and there's three left in my queue that I would take as my number one guy. Knowing that you're probably not going to go three straight quarterbacks, I'm going to go to the wide receiver position, and I'm going to start off with Stephon Diggs at the 211 and just rack up some of those PPR points.
You don't know me, bro. I might go four quarterbacks.
I dare you to go three straight.
you don't know how I roll. I could do all kinds of things here. Yes, certainly that would kind of be silly to take three straight quarterbacks, but now I feel like I should open up a spite store like Larry David and just take them on principle. All right, looking at the board here, definitely some quarterbacks, as you said, that are still viable and available. Certainly more pocket passing quarterbacks that we're used to. With one of these picks, I'm definitely going to take this one pretty easy here. I'm going to go ahead and take CD Lamb with one of these picks. I want a true wide receiver one in that PPR. Looking at the running backs as well, there is one guy left that I think is a pretty good value. And I do believe after this drop, it gets a little weird. So I'm going to go ahead and take DeAndre Swift. I've got a plan for the rest of my quarterbacks. We'll see if I can make it work. Like some of these guys who are on that fringe of QB1, hopefully I can avoid a little bit of that run. So this is the risk here. When you're at the one pick, you have to understand there's a risk that if you hit the wrong run here and you choose poorly, that you might not get the quarterbacks you might anticipate coming back to you in the fourth and fifth round. So I'm going to go with the one of each, pluck one from every category. I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb. I've got my number one quarterback. I got my number one wide receiver. I'm going to take a number one running back in DeAndre Swift here. Jake, you're on the clock for 302 with all the quarterbacks. So I gave them all to you.
You gave them all to me. You went from tempting me with taking three straight to taking none of them.
That's right.
I really, really want to go with Leonard Fournette. Like, I really want to, but I know if I don't, this board is going to play out to where I'm going to have maybe a Kirk Cousins be my quarterback one. And I don't know if I want to quite do that just yet. So we got Brady, we got Wilson, we got Stafford. Personally, I still like Matthew Stafford the most. I know Tom Brady's going to go out there and have another solid year, but being that he doesn't have Chris Godwin at 100%, that we have no Antonio Brown, Gronk not there, I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford.
All right, fair enough. I think that you've made the case there, you know, based upon the weapons. I understand it. I personally would still take Brady, but I understand the thought process with Stafford. Saquon Barkley at 303. Then you have Javonte Williams at 304. Debo Samuel, 305. Brady goes 306 right before Derek Brown, right out of his clutches. Debro, what do you do next?
Well, I'm going to go back to the quarterback position, kind of get that shored up. Usually I'm looking to kind of layer some bye weeks when super flex leagues, but honestly, there's a few guys on the board. Russell Wilson has the same bye week as Dak. Another quarterback. I'm actually going to go and shoot for straight upside here. With the production of Dak, I know I'm going to get a top 10, top 12 quarterback. There is some upside, like I talked to, baked into him this year. I'm just going to go with Trey Lance. I'm going to take the upside swing if he does hit, okay. If he pays off. I look at the floor for Trey Lance this year is probably similar to what we saw for Jalen Hurts last year. The upside is top five. So I'll take the upside swing with Lance here.
Now I'm rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo to open the season, especially as soon as you did that. 308, Nick Chubb is next. And then 309, Leonard Fournette does go in the third round. So he was passed on a few times, but not from team nine. Then team 10, that's you, Erickson. What do you do?
Yeah, I really wanted to get Leonard Fournette here, but team nine, sneaky, sneaky, taking Leonard Fournette right underneath me. So I'm going to have to pivot, but I'm going to stick with the Buccaneers offense here. I'm going to go, at least I think I'm going to go with Mike Evans here. I'm just looking lastly at the board, making sure things are lining up that way. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Mike Evans based on the fact that he's going to have such a massive opportunity in the beginning of the season without Godwin.
Had Swift not been there, I would have doubled up at wide receiver in full transparency and probably taken Evans along with it. I love Evans. This one more ride off into the sunset. Tyreek Hill goes next at 311. Then Mark Andrews at the turn 312. Starting the fourth round, Aaron Rodgers. Then James Conner, 403 BPE. Do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the receiver position here. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen, just someone that's going to be maybe not a top five guy at the end of the day, but someone that in a full point PPR is going to score. He's going to finish as a back end wide receiver one, basically no matter what. And I feel great about him in the redraft setting where he's going to score points every single week in the double digits. So I'm going to go with Keenan Allen.
All right. Very safe, very solid pick there. Keenan Allen to Andrew Erickson. Kyle Pitts goes right after, followed by AJ Brown at 405, 406. Derek Brown. So Browns back to back.
I was really hoping to get AJ Brown here, but considering he got sniped from me, I'm just going to invest further in what I think is going to be a top 5-10 scoring offense, with the running back position getting a little bit, I'm not going to say dicey, but it's thinning out a little bit. Staying on brand here, guys. Give me Cam Akers.
All right. Look at you. I love that about you. You know, you're unflappable. you stay on brand. That's what you do. Cam Akers goes to Derek Brown, then David Montgomery, 407, Russell Wilson, 408, T. Higgins at 409, Jalen Waddle at 410. Jake, you're back up on the clock.
Well, I had Jalen Waddle all queued up to go because I am still on the Waddle bandwagon this year, especially as my number two. So that's not going to happen. We look at the running backs. We got Ezekiel Elliott, who's available. Honestly, in a full PPR, I could hopefully maybe get somebody like Tony Pollard a little bit later. Michael Pittman is a name that's up here right now that I could get as my wide receiver to be the number one target there in Indianapolis with Matt Ryan. So I'm actually going to go with Michael Pittman here in the fourth.
I don't care for that. I don't care for that at all. I wanted to take him. we're not having a good time here.
Great.
You know what? I have a new strategy though. My new thing is I am like, in drafts, I've taken on the persona of Jason Bateman's character in Ozark, where no matter what happens, it's like, it's fine. We'll deal with it. It's okay. You just took the guy I wanted to take. That's okay. We're going to just keep going. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. I'm going to go ahead and look here at the quarterback value. There's a few quarterbacks still out there on the board. I feel pretty good about probably going to take one of them, but if first, again, I'd love to get another wide receiver. The last true number one just went. So that's really where I'd like to go, but I can't right now. The running backs don't excite me at all, so this is a tough call. So instead, I'm going to pivot away from both of those things, and because it's PPR, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to try to take Darren Waller here at the tight end position and see how that goes. So I've got a true number one at all four of the big positions. So now it's about backing myself up. Look, speaking of staying on brand, I got to go ahead and do this. Kirk Cousins is a very safe quarterback. I think Derek Carr and the Raiders are in for a really good year. I'm going to take him as my second QB. Typically, I'd like to leave the first five rounds with my two quarterbacks. That's how I like to roll in Superflex. I'll find RBs later. So I'm going to go ahead and take Derek Carr before the quarterback drop off happens very precipitously, very quickly here. After I took Carr at 501, you're up at 502, Jake.
Well, that's called payback right there, Joe, because I had totally planned on going with Derek Carr. That's karma right there is exactly karma. What that is.
I like, I like to play on words. So clever. That's why you're such a big YouTube star.
That's just what I do, I guess. So now I'm a little bit confused because I'm still a running back guy. I like to have running backs, but I feel like if I don't take Kirk Cousins right now, I'm setting myself up to be a little bit risky, and I don't like to take too many risks in my early round picks. So I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins in that new high powered offense in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell.
There you go. I love it. Those are the two guys I was looking at, and I knew there's no way they're both making it back to me. All those picks: Deontay Johnson at 503, Terry McLaurin at 504, Cortland Sutton 505. Sorry, Andrew, can't get him in this draft either. Brandon Cooks 506. Derek Brown, you're up at 507.
I'm wincing in pain because I wanted Sutton so bad. He wasn't going to make it to Andrew. There's no way.
That's true. Yeah.
But considering I've got Cooper Kupp holding down the wide receiver position. So even though we're starting three with these lineups, I feel pretty good about getting with the depth of the position, playing matchups and targeting it that way. Again, going back to the running back position because I have two quarterbacks already, I'm going to go with a guy that I've talked about him. It discussed him as this year's DeAndre Swift. Give me Travis Etienne here in a PPR league.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I love the Travis Etienne. Great value at 507.2. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Athletic Greens. Now, if you're like me, you actually want to pay attention to your gut health. And it's something that is going to give you more energy. It's going to optimize your immune system. And you're going to need that, okay? And for me, I'm not one to take vitamins or pills or things like that. So I'm looking for something that will help me help my body and also do it in a way that feels a little bit more organic. And to me, Athletic Greens is the way to go. Athletic Greens is something that's available for you. It's a lifestyle that's friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. It contains 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, and no nasty chemicals. And I'm somebody who's very careful about what I put in my body, and you should be too. And AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits, and that's the one thing you could do every single day to give you more energy, to make you feel better, to give you everything you need for your day, for your week, for your month. And I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens has the power to do that for you. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system, which is more important than ever, with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in water every day. That's it. It's a very simple thing to use and no need for a million different pills or supplements and stuff like that. I don't want any of those things, and I know you don't either. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase, which is great, especially if you spend time on the road for work where it's even harder to eat right and take good care of yourself. So Athletic Greens has you covered. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/fantasypros. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/fantasypros to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And now back to the action. George Kittle at 508, followed by DK Metcalf at 509. Big pot energy. A lot of your favorites are off the board. So now what do you do at 510?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my favorites are all gone. I was going to go with ETN if Debro had not taken him. So I'm just getting sniped left and right. I mean, what team took? Team 5, man. Cortland Sutton, come on. come on,
it's your fault. Five. This could very well be the Andrew Erickson bot that we're drafting against right now. So you have one to blame but yourself.
It's possible. It's definitely possible. So I'm going to go with one of the other running backs that I do kind of like in this dead zone area. One of the few running backs, I should say. I'm going to go with Breece Hall, running back for the New York Jets. I think that he has the youth on his side, pass-catching props out of college, and I think that he'll be the bell cow for the Jets.
All right, so Breece Hall goes to Andrew Erickson, followed by DJ Moore, 5'11", Amari Cooper, 5'12", 6'01", turning the page to the sixth round, Jerry Jeudy, then Mike Williams. I was hoping he'd make it back to me. He did not. That's sad. Andrew Erickson, 6'03", make it all better.
Yeah, 603. I'm going to go with Marquise Brown. Again, capitalizing on a player that should have a high version of early production in the start of the season with Hopkins suspended. And it's a nice stack with Kyler Murray.
All right. So stacking away here for Andrew Erickson, go ahead and take Marquise Brown. Then we have Allen Robinson going next at 604. Ezekiel Elliott, 6'5". Derek Brown, you're on the clock for 6'6".
There are so many dead zone running backs that I want nothing to do with right now. Antonio Gibson, I get Antonio Gibson is on the eat right train, but still, can't do it. I'm going to address the wide receiver position here, going with a guy that I think is being slept on still to this point. Give me Rashad Bateman here. Happy to have him as a wide receiver too.
That's one of my dudes. So the queue is getting thinner by the moment. Elijah Moore also gone. Antonio Gibson, 608. DeAndre Hopkins, far too early at 609. 609, that team got hammered over July 4th and is still hung over. 610, Chris Godwin. Jake, you're on the clock for 611.
Okay, well, I'm starting to sweat a little bit here because I only have one running back. Anybody who knows me, anybody who's watched a video know that I love running backs. So the fact that I have one in the going into the sixth round is absolutely amazing for probably most people. So I'm looking at what we got at running back, Josh Jacobs and J.K. Dobbins. When I look at my overall roster, I feel like I have a pretty safe roster. I got two solid starting quarterbacks, two solid wide receivers, and Jonathan Taylor. So I'm going to take a little bit of a risk here, and I'm going to hope that the Baltimore Ravens do go back to that heavy run style and that J.K. Dobbins is healthy. Because if J.K. Dobbins is healthy, dude has top 12 upside if he's going to play the entire season.
I would have taken him as well. That's what I would have done. And just because it's PPR doesn't mean you can't take a running back on a team that's going to be a run first team and maybe doesn't catch a lot of balls, but he's going to see touchdowns. I mean, that's still the attack. That's how they go. So I'm with you 100%. Great pick there. 6'12". I am up next. Oh man, where'd all the wide receiver twos go, bro? I mean, this is kind of talk about dead zone area. All right. Running back is going fast and furious as well. I know that the draft wizard is telling me to take Josh Jacobs and it's going to grade me poorly if I don't, but I don't know how. I've already got Derek Carr and Darren Waller. I think there's only so much, you know, if you gave me Davante Adams, I'd take that. But at a certain point I got to pass over that. Instead, I'm going to take AJ Dillon. I'm going to stay on my brand and go ahead and do that. And then looking around here at the wide receivers, like to go back to that. Well, if we can, Michael Thomas, still a lot of unknown. Fascinating dart throw. I just don't know if I'm ready yet. In August, maybe if I see him running, that would make me feel much better. But right now, Darnell Mooney's out there. Gabriel Davis is out there. I'm going to go ahead and do the super pairing. So I've already got, as I said, Waller and Carr. So give me Gabriel Davis and Josh Allen, and we'll see how that goes. It's going to be a lot of good days and bad days, I feel like, for this team, depending on how things go. 7-2, you're up on the clock, Jake. Back to you.
Totally thought you were going to do a late pivot there because I was looking at the draft board and I thought exactly what you just said, Joe. He's got Darren Waller. He's got Derek Carr. I can take J.K. Dobbins right now. No chance he takes Josh Jacobs and I can get him coming back to me. So Josh Jacobs is my number three is where I'm going.
The Game Inside the Game.
That's right.
Jake Hubman. That's going to be released on Amazon later this fall. Make sure you pick that book up. All right. After Jake took Josh Jacobs and now he feels much better about running back. Darnell Mooney, who I was contemplating at 703, Justin Fields, his teammate at 704, Drake London at 705. Man, 705 is just, maybe this is the Derek Brown bot. Yeah, Drake London and Cortland Sutton. Now I'm starting to rethink things. Michael Thomas at 706. Derek, you're on the clock at 77.
Well, my queue got dried up a little bit. I did have Mooney and Drake London start because, well, you know, staying again on brand. Continuing the on-brand drafting, I'm going to go with a guy, and I talked about I'm making comparisons here. The upside is massive, and I'm going to take a guy that I think could enter that elite tier this year. Give me Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz, my dude. Way to go. Love getting Dalton Schultz there. That's a great value at 7-7. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 7-8, followed by Deshaun Watson at 7-9. Big pot energy, 7-10. What you bringing?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Dalton Schultz, maybe he'd be there for me, but of course.
You're just not happy with this draft.
I mean, it's just not going in. The guys aren't, the chips are not falling in my place. So I got to pivot, got to make adjustments. So for me, man, I still have a chance to open up my flex spot here. So I don't necessarily need to have to take another running back, but I do like some of the running backs still here available on the board. So I guess I'll go with a runner here. I'll go with Elijah Mitchell.
All right. So Elijah Mitchell goes next. After that, you have Tua Tagovailoa at 7-11, Juju Smith-Schuster at 7-12, then at 8-1, Damian Harris, Trevor Lawrence at 8-02. Ooh, right before you, Big Pot Energy, Andrew Erickson, 8-03. Where are you going next?
Where am I going next? Who knows? I got 45 seconds to figure it out. So let's see what we come up with.
I told you, you got to adapt the Jason Bateman. Just everything's going to be fine. Okay. Just, I didn't get any of the players I wanted. It's okay. Everything will be fine.
Get everything.
Make it all work.
Yeah. So I still have my flex I have to fill. So I don't necessarily need to lock into a certain position. I got my eye on a later round tight end. So I don't necessarily feel like going in that direction. So Miles Sanders at the top of my queue. Miles Sanders told people to not draft him. So I'm not going to draft Miles Sanders. I'm going to draft Kareem Hunt. I think that Kareem Hunt has a ton of upside. I think people forget how effective he was last year before his injury, and he's a former rushing champion that could easily get moved this season to a different team and injury happens, and he could be on a high-powered offense sooner rather than later.
All right, so there you have it. Kareem Hunt goes, Adam Thielen, 804, Jameis Winston, 805, so the bottom tier of quarterbacks starting to vanish here. 806, Derek Brown, you're up on the clock.
Well, the draft wizard is telling me to go with either Matt Ryan or Hunter Renfrow. I get the PPR aspect of Hunter Renfrow. I'm going to go that direction, but it's not Renfrow.
Hmm.
This could be looked at as a reach, and I'm sorry if you feel that way, anybody. I think he's a top 30 wide receiver. Give me Russell Gage.
Okay, Russell Gage. Look at you going out there shooting fire. All right, Russell Gage goes, and Hunter Renfrow goes right after. I was going to be tempted to take him, and boy, oh boy, would I be invested in Las Vegas. Then Smith goes next from the Eagles at 808, Matt Ryan at 609, Ryan Tannehill at 810. Jake, you're up for 811.
Well, I've gone two straight running backs, so why not go three? Because I have an unsafe obsession with Tony Pollard this year.
Oh, you did it again.
I just painted a beautiful masterpiece on YouTube earlier in the week where I laid out everything on Tony Pollard. So if I don't take Tony Pollard here, I'm going to get annihilated. So I'm going Tony Pollard because I think he's easily going to reach right 200 to 225 touches and be super efficient.
Love it in the full PPR for sure. Great pick there. I was hoping after you took those other two running backs that you'd let me have one. You didn't. So now we're not getting along again. Looking around the board here, so running back, I got two of them. Is there anybody that really excites me right here? No, I mean, not particularly. In the wide receiver position, though, I keep seeing value with this dude. And I mean, look, sometimes it's just simple. So I'm just going to go ahead and not overthink things here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Christian Kirk and I'm going to take Alan Lazard. I'm going to go back to back wide receivers here, lock in some of these values. I think these guys are both the number one. So in PPR, even if the Jacksonville Jaguars don't blow people away in terms of offense, I do think Kirk can at least get enough reception floor every week in order to be a pretty good wide receiver three, which is what he's going to be. And Lazard in that same vein, I think I'm getting two number threes who have upside for some number 2 days or maybe even a couple number 1 days, depending on how things shake up. And look, I'm still waiting for somebody to do something in Green Bay at the wide receiver position. They didn't go do anything. So to me, it's Lazard by default, and I'm okay with that for now. 901 is Lazard. 902, Jake, you're back up on the clock.
I'm going to take a little bit of a risk here, and I'm going to go with Chase Claypool as like a potential upside pick in hopes that now that they have a quarterback in Pittsburgh that can kind of move in the pocket and deliver a deeper ball than Ben has the last 2 years, that we kind of see a resurgence of Chase Claypool.
All right, Chase Claypool goes next year, looking for the resurgence. Mac Jones at 903, Tyler Lockett 9.4, Treylon Burks at 9.5, the rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 9.6, Derek Brown 9.7.
Well, I'm going to invest in what I think is going to be a really good offense this year. We know they're going to run the ball. Everybody's high on the wide receivers. I'm going to go to the backfield here. Give me Chase Edmonds in a PPR league. He's been uber efficient over the last few years. Even in a committee, if this Miami Dolphins offense explodes, I think Edmonds is going to go with it.
If you chose wisely and it ends up being Edmonds, that is a tremendous value at 9.7. And look, if you're wrong, it's the ninth round. You know, you can afford to be wrong in the ninth round. 908, Zach Wilson. That just feels wrong. 9-9, TJ Hockenson goes next. Andrew Erickson, you're on the clock for the 10th pick in the ninth.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to go with the best player on my board, which It's the draft wizard just keeps telling me to draft Miles Sanders, and I just can't do it. I'm just,
it's
sorry.
Screaming at all of us to draft Miles Sanders.
I need the confidence from the guy himself to be at least Austin Eckler comes out and he's like, guys, draft me. I'm going to score fantasy points. Miles Sanders is like, don't do that. don't get
don't
mad
do
at
that.
Me.
I'm terrible. Please leave me alone.
So yeah. I'm going to go with the upside wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk.
All right. Ayuk lasted a little bit longer than I thought he would. Miles Sanders finally off the board at 9-11. It was 80%. It was telling me that I had to take him. Like, no, I'm not doing it. Ken Walker at 9-12. Then Robert Woods to start the 10th round. Cordarrelle Patterson at 10-02. And Andrew, you're back up for 10-03.
Yeah, I'm going to go with one of the upside running backs we talked about on a podcast earlier this week with Devin Singletary. I just think that he's going to open the season as the Bills starter. And as long as he's efficient on the ground, I think he's going to keep that job all year.
Like that pick, my friend. Devin Singletary goes. Michael Gallup goes next at 10-04. Daniel Jones at 10-05. Derek Brown, 10-06.
I'm very happy that the team forward took Michael Gallup because I don't really understand why you draft him over this player. Considering I'm going to take an upside shot, feeling pretty good about the team overall. Quarterbacks, I've got two of them, three wide receivers, three running backs. So I'm going to go with a guy that I think we've talked about on the podcast before, Joe. Upside is there. Think the offense is going to be better. Give me Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney. I could have told you guys. I could have predicted that was going to be what Derek Brown did. I could feel it in my bones. Chris Olave, one of my favorites at 10-7, goes next. Garrett Wilson at 10-08. Melvin Gordon at 10-9. James Cook. Great. All the running backs I wanted are gone. Jake, go ahead. Why don't you stick the knife in me again?
Nope. I'm not going to go running back this time. No. I'll save him for you because I need some more. I need targets. At this point in a PPR, I need to find targets. I need to find some volume. I got Jacoby Myers and Devontae Parker. Which guy is going to be the bigger play in New England? I think Devontae Parker has more of a chance at the touchdowns, but I think the target share is still going the way of Jacoby Myers. So at this point, I'm going to go with Jacoby Myers.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Pristine Auction. PristineAuction.com is the most trusted sports memorabilia auction site with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and auctions over Pristine Auction starting at just $1 each day. There's over 1,000 autographed items available so you can get signed, authentic, signatured items at affordable prices. And just last week, an autographed Justin Herbert jersey sold for just $110. What? Deals like this are happening all the time on PristineAuction.com, and they've got just about every player you could want, including Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and many more. Every item on PristineAuction.com comes with a certificate of authenticity from the industry's most reputable authenticators, and you can upgrade your collection of signed memorabilia today and get $10 off your first item whenever you use that promo code FANTASYPROS. Again, that's one word, FANTASYPROS. Be sure to sign up now because there are deals ending every single day. Again, that's code FANTASYPROS for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at PristineAuction.com. And now, back to the action. Let's go have some fun here. I definitely need some more running back depth here, so I'm going to go ahead and take Ramondre Stevenson. I know Rashad Penny's still out there, and the Draft Wizard's going to grade me poorly. I don't care. I can't get there. And there's some other guys too in the wide receiver position I just want more upside for. And I look at Penny and the injury history, and it's really hard to get over, unfortunately. So for me right now, this is where I like to have some fun. Derek Brown took one of his guys. So now I'm going to take one of mine. Let's go Sky Moore. Let's get him off the board here. And let's see if he becomes a guy. Once again, the 11th round. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, that's a game changer, especially in a PPR with a great quarterback like Mahomes. 11:02, Jake, you're back up on the clock.
Yeah, we heard Andrew talk earlier about the potential hot start of a Hollywood Brown because of no DeAndre Hopkins. Still need a tight end. Who's to say that Zach Ertz can't be somebody that soaks up a lot of those targets early in the season as well? Being that I don't have one, 11th round, going Zach Ertz.
All right, Zach Ertz is next. Good value there, especially the start of the season looks good. Carson Wentz goes 11:03, Rashad Penny 11:04, Dallas Goedert 11:05, Nyheim Hines 11:06, Derek Brown, you're up for 11:07.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just cap the quarterback position. I talked about the bye weeks. We're running out of options if you're looking to get a third quarterback. And on the board, I could go Davis Mills. I feel really good about the Detroit offense this year. I think that we saw Jared Goff, and it sounds gross. I get it, guys. But Detroit's offense took a step forward over last year. If you look at EPA, even Goff, CPOE, things, all these different metrics towards the end of the year. I'm going to take him as my third quarterback, and then I'm out of the game. I'm out of the game for quarterbacks.
He's out of the game, folks. He's retiring from selecting quarterbacks. It's over. Tyler Boyd, 1108. The Buffalo Bills defense, the first defense off the board, 1109. Big Pot Energy, 1110. What are you bringing?
I thought that Zach Ertz maybe would come back to me, and that did not play out the way I wanted it to. Nothing has worked for you.
This is just misery. This
sometimes
is fun.
You got to roll with the punches, so I'm not going to let this other breakout tight end escape me in this round, so especially because Team 11 needs a tight end, so Team 11 is breathing down my neck. I'm going with Cole Kmet here for the Bears.
And as Andrew mentioned, what's so great about the Draft Wizard, as you can see, it shows you what the teams after you are picking need, and it allows you to manipulate the system the way Jake did and screwed me out of running backs. Let's go to the next ones here. Christian Watson goes at 11-11, then Michael Carter 11-12, Jameson Williams at 12-01. I was hoping he made it back. He did not. 12-02, Damian Pierce. Now it's up to you. 12-03, Andrew Erickson.
What to do? You know, I always kind of default to picking this particular player whenever I'm like, and I don't love everybody because he's a player that needs an injury to really have a significant factor. But I know that the starter is going to miss games at some point. So I'll just go with Alexander Mattison and just, you know, lock up the three or four games that he gets to play when Dalvin Cook gets hurt.
If you weren't going to do it, I was. I was all ready to go. Running back has not been my friend in this draft. James Robinson goes next at 12:04. Isaiah Spiller, the other guy I wanted at 12:05, so I could just throw all that out the window now, but I'm not mad. 12:06, Derek Brown, go for it.
I'm not fuming at all with Isaiah Spiller
going
right before me.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
It's okay. It's all right. I swear. All right. So now that I'm over that tilt, it's PPR league, guys. If Marquise Brown's not going to be the guy that steps forward when DeAndre Hopkins is out, give me the underneath targets for Rondale Moore.
All right. Nice value there. I like that. Look at you. Rondale Moore, then Ronald Jones, Daryl Henderson, Devontae Parker at 12:09, Raheem Mostert at 12:10. Jake, you're up for 12:11.
Well, typically I like to take a late round quarterback as having that third one on my bench. We know Mitchie Biscuits, Mitchell Trubisky will probably get a chance there to start, but when do they go to Kenny Pickett? So I just don't know if I can really trust that too much. I don't love it, but just to make sure I have that other quarterback, let's give Davis Mills a little bit of credit. I mean, Davis Mills came out and surprised a lot of people, and he's going to be my number three on my bench.
Yeah. Now, give him a little bit of credit, but I feel like people are giving him too much credit. What do you think?
I just think that the situation that he was dropped into last year was almost like an impossible situation with the whole Deshaun Watson, you know, news that was going on. And he came in and still put together some solid games, some 300-yard passing performances. They're trying to invest in the pass catchers there. If you can keep them healthy, if Nico Collins can turn into anything, there's 64 running backs in the backfield. I just feel that at this point, he's the best option.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and take Baker Mayfield, the other guy. Gave me this slight reach. That's fine. He doesn't know yet that he's a Carolina Panther. No one's told the Draft Wizard yet. He's still a Cleveland Brown under these circumstances. So here now I'm looking at what's left on the board, and it's not exciting. Let's be honest. I mean, Kenny Golladay, Jarvis Landry, MVS. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take, in case I'm wrong about Sky Moore, then maybe MVS can actually do something. Maybe he can be the deep, big playmaker guy. So I'll go a little boomer bust here. Instead of going along with Kenny Golladay or Jarvis Landry, I'll take MVS and see what happens. So I got both of them. Hopefully I'll be right about one. If I'm right about both, that would be odd, but that's probably not going to happen. 1301 MVS, back to you. 1302 Jake.
Yep. Just looking for targets in the PPR, taking a lot of stabs on some running backs. I'm going to go with JD McKissic here. They brought him back to Washington, and for some whatever reason it is, Ron Rivera likes to continue to use him. So if he's going to use him, I'll throw him on the bench.
I thought long and hard about taking McKissic when I was there, and I couldn't do it. Cause I mean, Brian Robinson's there too. I just think it's such a cluster and I don't want anything to do with it, but I understand the thought process. It certainly makes sense. Kenny Golladay goes next at 1303, 1304 Dawson Knox, then 1305 New Orleans D. Pat Freiermuth, 1306, Derek Brown, you're on the clock for 1307.
Well, speaking of clusters, the Draft Wizard is screaming at me to take Kenny Gainwell. I get it. But Boston Scott being there and Miles Sanders talking about, don't draft me. Well, I don't really know if I want any Eagles running back this year. I am going to take an upside swing at the running back position. I feel good about my wide receivers. I've got five on the team right now. Lots of floor, lots of upside baked in there. Give me Rashad White. If anything happens to Leonard Fournette, if Rashad White's going to be the guy, and we know the pass-catching acumen, I mean, come on, guys. Like, if Fournette's out, where would we be ranking Rashad White on a weekly basis? Top 15? Top 12?
It's possible.
He's the guy?
Absolutely. It's certainly within the realm of outcomes. Dallas Cowboys next at 1308. Kenny Pickett goes at 1309. 1310. Andrew Erickson, you're on the clock.
Yeah, so I went late at the tight end position waiting for Cole Kmet. So I want to make sure that I attack the position with some quantity just in case Cole Kmet does not end up firing or just has a limited ceiling potentially in a Bears offense that could potentially be anemic in 2022. So I'm going to go with an offense that I am really hopeful for and really excited about. And that's the Vikings. We go with Irv Smith Jr.
Look at us. Everybody's exciting for the Vikings. It's such a, what a time to be alive. It's great. Alberto goes next at 1311. James White goes at 1312. 14th round, we have Jarvis Landry go off the board, followed by Mitch Trubisky at 1412. Interesting that Pickett goes before Trubisky. Again, maybe looking more long-term. The Draft Wizards looking ahead into the future. 1403, Andrew Erickson, who is next on your roster?
I'm going to go with a running back that I think could actually be my week one starter in terms of my in my RB2 slot, and that is going to be Mark Ingram. You know, Kamara, it's rumored that he's going to get suspended for 6 games, and that means Mark Ingram is probably going to be the starter to open the year. Now, is he going to be there for me during the playoff run? Probably not, because he's going to be 33 years old, but can the guy handle 6 weeks of work? I think he can, so I'm going to go with Ingram.
All right, so Ingram goes, Chuba Hubbard goes at 14-4, 14-5, Marlon Mack. Derek Brown, you're up next.
That was a really good pick by Erickson. I've had him starred, and I was like, nobody wants the old man Ingram. Everybody just wants to poo-poo that pick, and then here's Erickson making sharp picks out here and dusting me. considering it's a PPR league, I'm going to invest in really good offenses. We get to this point of the draft, and you're either taking one of two paths. You're going, okay, here's an injury-away guy. Here's upside. I'm going to double down on that and say, here's a really good offense. And if Gabriel Davis is not a thing, maybe Jameson Crowder is.
How dare you say he's not a thing? How dare you? That hurts me. Right in my soul. All right, so Jameson Crowder goes next. 1407, Trey McBride. Tyler Algier, 1408. Sonny Michel, 1409. Khalil Herbert, 1410. No running backs want to play for me today. I got to tell you, this is tough. We're going to have to reevaluate the general manager position. 1411, Jake, you're on the clock.
I had a decision to make. And D-Bro just made it for me because it was between Jameson Crowder and this guy. I still love Van Jefferson. And when you talk about a guy who's an injury away, what happens if something happens to a Cooper Kupp or Allen Robinson? Van Jefferson still a guy that got like 800 yards last year, you know, relied on for that big play with a big play quarterback. I'm going Van.
Yeah, I like the talent of Van Jefferson, too, and I'm not enamored of Allen Robinson. That's a tough sell for me this year. Looking for my team, I should certainly say I could use some more running back. So let's take Gus Edwards on the cheap and see what happens there, and let's take Darrell Williams as well and see if he gets some play, especially in the PPR. Take those two running backs. I'm not going to overthink it, and then I'll just have my defense to pick last with the last pick in this draft. But we've got a whole round left to go, so let's get after it here. Jake, you're on the clock for 1502.
Yeah, I love the Darrell Williams pick. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's getting 1,000 yards last year, and now he's entering an offense with a running back who's been injured in the past. So I love the Darrell Williams pick. I'm going to kind of double down on tight end just to make sure I have somebody in case Zach Ertz kind of fizzles out end of season. So with the tight ends that are left, none of them are sexy. I'll tell you that. So I'm just going to chase touchdowns at this point. Even though I hate to do that this late in the draft, though, I'm going Hunter Henry in New England in hopes he's the red zone guy.
Oh, he certainly was last year. Marcus Mariota goes next. Then Drew Locke, Kenneth Gainwell, Green Bay defense at 1506. 1507, Derek Brown.
ADP and the Draft Wizard keep burying this guy. I know he's going to come up, and I'll just enjoy some closing line value here and take him because I was hoping Mark Ingram was going to stay buried. This guy, every time we do one of these mock drafts, I get him because he's so far down the board. Upside shot, I'm going TDP, Tyrion Davis-Price.
That's your dude. Again, on brand, Derek Brown. There you go. Well, I guarantee, did the Draft Wizard give you a reach on that? It had to, right?
Oh, I'm sure. It's frowning. Okay. It's still mad that I never took any Gainwell. It's mad.
Thumbs down. Right, yeah. Well, it's still mad at all of us for passing on Miles Sanders for 3 rounds. Mecole Hardman goes next. Chris Carson at 1509. 1510. Andrew Erickson, you're next.
Oh, man. I was so ready to take Mecole Hardman. I had a whole spiel because I wrote him up earlier when I was doing a Chiefs breakdown last week.
You can still give
the
spiel.
Week.
You just can't take him.
I mean, I know, but I was just shocked. You know, Mecole Hardman had as many red zone targets as Travis Kelce did last year. And right now, he's
living in the past.
What do you mean? Tyreek Hill's gone. I mean, everyone just has basically written off Mecole Hardman, even though this Chiefs wide receiver room is pretty ambiguous. And it's like, you're going to know week one right away if he's going to be have an expanded role or not, so you can just cut him. So in that case, I'm going to go with another receiver I like in a high-powered offense. I'm going to go with Tim Patrick.
All right, Tim Patrick is the man for Andrew Erickson. After Patrick, we have Mike Gesicki, Jimmy Garoppolo, the Tampa D, the Rams D, Big Pot Energy, you need a D.
Going with the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns defense.
Easy schedule to open the season.
Very easy schedule. Jahan Dotson, 1604. Teddy Bridgewater, 1605. Derek Brown, you're up.
Well, I'm going to actually listen to the Draft Wizard, considering it's talking about defense. with the eighth easiest strength of schedule right now, I'm going to just go San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, 49ers off the board. Then we have Marvin Jones, Jacoby Brissett, the Denver Broncos, Indianapolis Colts. Jake, you're up for a D.
Now, typically, because we're still kind of far out, if this was a real league, I may not even draft a defense if it would let me, and I would take a stab on another running back or wide receiver and just pick up a defense before the season starts, because you never know when injuries are going to happen. But to actually finish out the draft the right way here, I got to go with the LA Chargers and all the playmakers mm-hmm. they have on that side of the football.
Yeah, I was going to take the Chargers because I thought the Patriots were where you were going to go. But instead, I'll take the Patriots. That'll be fine. Usually defense pretty good there last time I checked. So who was that guy, by the way, that you thought you would have taken that you said you had somebody lined up in your mind, Jake, just out of curiosity?
Nobody.
Nobody in particular. OK.
I would have looked towards a different flex play. Just in case, I'm always looking for those training camp guys. If there's an happens, a guy that could move up a depth chart based off of an injury, I'd rather them for like 3 or 4 weeks of the preseason instead of just rostering a defense when I can just pick up any defense that has some, you know, great matchups there to start the season.
All right. Well, the Draft Wizard said I'm average. I'm a C. I'm 76 out of 100. Jake, what did the Draft Wizard think of you?
They're not terribly upset. I got an 87 out of 100.
That's very good. Way better than me, that's for sure. Andrew Erickson, how about you? You seemed unhappy the whole draft. Did the Draft Wizard think you were better than that?
No, I also got a C. So, yeah, that's where I stand.
There you go. And Derek Brown, last but possibly last.
Possibly last. definitely last. I got a 70 out of 100. I got a C-. So, C-. The same neighborhood. I'm just living in the rundown shack.
That's fine. You're living in the rundown shack. You're not quite in the hot dog cart yet. You are the 11th team out of 12 in the projected standings. Big Pot Energy is 9. I am 7. And of course, we're all looking up at Jake, who is number 4. So this is the fun part where we get to look at the analytics and the data after the draft and what we should have done. What if? And it said if I had drafted Jonathan Taylor and a QB later, I'd be 115 points higher and I'd be a real boy. It gave me reaches on Gabriel Davis, Alan Lazard, and Sky Moore. And that's fine. Those are all players I want. So I always tell this to everybody. Get the players you want. You've done the homework. And yes, it's telling you that there is risk. That's what the Draft Wizard is reminding you. They haven't all done it yet. So there's risk involved. If I get 2 of those 3 right, it's going to be a very good season for me. That's basically how it shakes out. So let's talk about some of the analytics here and who liked and who didn't like in terms of expert drafts. Jamie Eisenberg liked my draft. So really, I can die a happy man because I respect Jamie quite a bit. So that's good. It doesn't say that I liked my draft. Typically, I tend to like my own. I don't know what happened there. Derek Brown, let's go to you. Did anybody like your draft?
Well, this is Derrickson approved here. I made the list. I'm an 89 out of 100. Andrew's on the list. From Sleeper, Smitty is loving my team. I've got an 89 out of 100, as well as Dalton Del Don gave me an 89 out of 100. Bo McBriar, one of our guys here, Fantasy Pros, did not like my draft. He gave me a 60. So Bo and I will have to talk after the show. I'll slide up in those DMs and we'll have a discussion.
You got some big names liking your draft though. That must make you feel pretty good there. Andrew Erickson, one of those big names. So Andrew Erickson, who liked your draft besides you?
Yeah. So Jamie Eisenberg also liked my draft, gave me an 87 out of 100, but that was the highest grade. So no 90s really from anyone across the board. And that's just because I kept getting sniped by Debro for the most part. So also shout out to my guy, Alex Caruso from Football Guys. He also liked my draft, gave me 85 out of 100. And then I just got a bunch of Fs and Ds from people that I think are wrong. So, yeah.
But who's counting? Who's keeping score? Jake, let's keep score with you. Who liked your draft? What expert opinions were enthusiastic and who was less so?
Well, first off, I'm very disappointed that none of you either like or dislike my draft. Because your names
are
not here
anyway. Switzerland here when it comes to guests.
You are somewhere in the middle. You can't make a decision. I got quite a few 90s. I got a 96 out of 100. I'm going to totally butcher this guy's name, though, so I apologize ahead of time. Kyle Krzyzewski from First
Seat. Your guess is as good as
First
mine.
First Seat Sports. He gave me a 96, so he is like now my best friend.
Well, Jeff Bell from Football him on
Guys
now.
Gave me a 94. Scott Engel from The Game Day gave me a 75. He is not happy. Walter Sharapinski from Walter Football, he gave me a 75 out of 100, so him and I aren't really talking right now either.
I don't think Scott Engel has liked anyone's draft this entire time.
I don't think
so. And that's on brand with Scott. I love Scott dearly. He's a good friend of mine. So that's very, that's some funny stuff there. Jake, let's go through your team here and let's talk about how it looks in the roster construction, because at the end of the day, that's really what matters the most. Looking at your roster here, you have Matthew Stafford as your quarterback. You have Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs. You got the number one running back in football and a number one as your number two. Pretty good there. Can't complain. Stephon Diggs, Michael Pittman Jr. Love those two wide receivers. Chase Claypool, then your third. Zach Ertz, J.K. Thomas is the flex, and Kirk Cousins the super flex with Pollard, Mills, Myers, McKissick, Henry, Jefferson on the bench, and the Chargers D. How do you feel about this roster?
I mean, overall, I'm pretty happy with it. It's a solid overall roster. I took some gambles here or there. Chase Claypool may not turn out, but that's okay. I got a little bit of safety down on the bench if needed. I didn't go running back heavy early, which I normally do, but to still end up with Jonathan Taylor and J.K. Dobbins, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, to me, I'm perfectly fine in a super flex PPR draft heading into a season with this group of guys.
I got to tell you, if I had to do it over again, had I had the foresight, had I known that those quarterbacks would have made it back, I would have taken Taylor. Typically with some of these super flex drafts, you know, you see those quarterback runs happen very early and off, especially in that second round. Those guys just get depleted. There were some really good names that made it back to us, right? We had Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, Wilson, like all those guys were there. That's a good lesson, a reminder. If you have the 1-1 pick, you can absolutely make it work, but you do run that risk of if that second round run happens, you could be into then the Kirk Cousins group very quickly, and you might not realize that might happen. All right, let's get to Andrew Erickson's team here. Andrew Erickson, where are you? There you are. Lamar Jackson is your quarterback. Breece Hall, Elijah Mitchell, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown, Cole Kmet. Kareem Hunt is your flex right now. Kyler Murray is your super flex. Browns defense and the bench, pretty solid bench. Devin Singletary, Ayuk, Madison, Irv Smith, Tim Patrick, and Mark Ingram. So, Erickson, would you go to war with this?
Yeah, I mean, I like that I was the only one to do quarterback, back-to-back, so I feel strong at the top of my roster because I have two elite quarterbacks that could easily finish in the top five because of their rushing, but it also makes my team very fragile because I only have two quarterbacks, and if one of them goes down, I'm out of luck. It's going to be really hard for me to recover from that. So it's definitely a boom or bust type of roster, especially with running backs, you know, relying on Breece Hall, who is an unproven rookie, Elijah Mitchell. They added another running back this offseason. So what's his workload necessarily going to be like? Kareem Hunt, Devin Singletary, some of these later guys. And kind of hitting on the point that you brought up about some of these other quarterbacks you could have gotten later. I mean, if I could redo it, I would take Justin Jefferson probably in round one and then draft either Lamar, Hurts, or Kyler Murray, whoever would make it back to me in the second round. And then draft Kirk Cousins in round four. Like that probably would have been a better way to allocate my roster. But again, you know, some super flex leagues, everyone drafts two quarterbacks to the first two picks. And like that's the majority. And some of them, like this, was not the case. So with super flex, you really have to read the room. And I think, like Jacob said at the beginning of the show, where you can't just go in thinking, oh, I'm taking two quarterbacks no matter what. Because you may end up doing that and think, oh man, like I gave up so much value by taking quarterbacks kind of blindly. So it's a lot different than a regular draft where we kind of know a little bit more where, you know, these QB runs, especially like knowing where the tiers fall off. And when you're on the turn, like right. You guys were, or especially Joe, it's like, I would say it's better to reach on a quarterback than to just get left in the dust. Cause if you have two horrible quarterbacks, it's just really hard to compete like at all. So I'm always going to risk, you know, being more aggressive on QB than not, but at the same time to build like the super team, you have to be a little bit savvy with when you take your quarterbacks.
Look, and you're strong at wide receiver and quarterback. And that's where I want to be strong in super flex, especially the PPR. So that's fine. You can always stream running backs, and you have running back depth. You have Madison, you have Singletary, so you have options there. Let's go over to Derek Brown's team. Dak Prescott, Cam Akers, Travis Etienne, two of your favorite guys there. Cooper Kupp, Rashad Bateman, Russell Gage. Boy, is this a Derek Brown team. Dalton Schultz. Finally, you got Dalton Schultz away from me. I feel like that's the first time that's happened. Chase Edmonds, Trey Lance, then the 49ers D, Jared Goff, Tony, Rondell Moore, Rashad White, Jameson Crowder, and Tyrion Davis Price. How does this make you feel, Derek?
I mean, overall, I like the team. I think that, like we're all kind of echoing here, I think that how this team played out, if I could go back and redo it, I feel good. I took a lot of upside swings with this team. Again, going with Gage a little bit early, taking Trey Lance where I did. If I could go back and redraft this team, instead of grabbing Trey Lance, I probably would have pushed quarterback, considering some of the players that were still on the board a few rounds later. I mean, like, Justin Fields didn't go until round 7. I get that people are down on him, but rushing upside, all those different things, I still view him as a top 12, top 13 quarterback. Getting him that late, I would have taken Mike Evans probably there and solidified the wide receiver position a little bit more. But honestly, I mean, I disagree a little bit with the Draft Wizard telling me that, like,
might not make it to the next show.
It tells me I would have gained 92 points by going with Kelce and Tua over Prescott and Schultz. I personally, in a super flex format, I'll take the upside with Prescott. I'll lean that side of it. But overall, I like the team, even though I got a C minus.
I refuse to disparage the Draft Wizard because the Draft Wizard is always listening. So I just, Draft Wizard, I think you are wonderful. Please grade my team nicely in the future. Josh Allen's my quarterback, followed by DeAndre Swift as my RB1, AJ Dillon my RB2, CeeDee Lamb, Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, Darren Waller. It put Stevenson in my flex, but I would put Lazard in my flex. Derek Carr is my other quarterback. Then I have the Patriots defense, Stevenson on my bench, MVS, Baker Mayfield, Sky Moore, Gus Edwards, and Darrell Williams. It is a C team. This is fair. I do like the fact that I've got a standout QB, I got a standout running back, a standout wide receiver, and a standout tight end. I like teams like that. Typically, they perform pretty well over the long haul of a season. But what I'm lacking is that other star, I feel like. And I made the choice there with Swift. And typically, I would go double up wide receiver. Maybe going Evans there might have been more appealing for me in retrospect. I did consider it. And I think it's good to always use the Draft Wizard as a tool to look back and say, okay, what would I have done? Maybe what I should do in the first place. And that's the great thing. You can go back out every single pick back to that third round and redo the draft the way you think you might have done it instead. That's the beauty of the Draft Wizard. You can only get it at Fantasy Pros. So make sure you head over to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. Check it out. The mock draft lobby is there. You can run mock drafts for yourself. You could use the multi-user drafts and send them to friends and work together to try to get a sense of what your leagues are going to do. But again, it's at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. And make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros, and click that bell for notifications when you subscribe, so you know when all that great content is dropping here at FP. Jake, my dude, Jake Hubman, you need to follow him on Twitter at FNTSY Headliners. He does fantastic work over there on the YouTube channel for the Fantasy Headliners. He's the leader of the Headliner Nation there. Jake, thanks so much for giving us your time, your wisdom, and hanging out with us and having some fun.
No, absolutely. Had a great time. Would love to do it anytime in the future. Had a great time hanging out with you guys today.
Excellent. And of course, anything else you want to plug for the YouTube channel, my dude? I mean, you got so many cool things going on. I know that Baker Mayfield video just waiting to get recorded after this.
Oh, it's been recorded, it's been dropped, and it's getting views as we speak. But no, I mean, hey, it's daily videos over there on our channel. Really, we just try to take, you know, the same topics that everybody's talking about and display them in a different type of way so everybody can kind of consume content differently. That's what we're trying to do, just be a little bit different and having fun along the way. So absolutely looking forward to doing this again, though.
Absolutely. Great to have you as always. And for everybody out there, go run your mock drafts, go get ready. We're already into July. Get prepared, be ready, be flexible. That's all you can do. And it's like training the muscles, just like Andrew Erickson does after the show. He's going to go out there and he's going to lift and he's just training those muscles. That's what the Draft Wizard's all about. That's what mock draft season is all about. That's where we are. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Athletic Greens. Head over to athleticgreens.com/fantasypros and start supporting your immune system, getting one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase when you go to athleticgreens.com/fantasypros. And don't forget about pristineauction.com, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com. Use that promo code fantasypros to get $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at Pristine Auction. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Andrew, Derek, and Jake, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.